Welcome to Got Your Milk, FX's The Strain Podcast. My name's Bubba. With me, as always, is Mork and Catfish. Guys, I'm going to switch it up tonight.
What?
I'm going to switch up our intro.
Hey, let's talk about Golden Girls tonight. How's that?
We're going to, especially one who got beheaded by her golden daughter. But before we even get into the show, have you guys ever heard the term emotional vampire?
Emotional vampire. I believe I was been involved in a few of those.
Okay, so what is an emotional vampire? Let's hear it.
An emotional vampire is someone who manipulates you into going to get cigarettes for them even when there's killers on the street.
Hey, now.
Whoa. No. I don't like the tenor or the direction of this conversation.
All right, no. I thought an emotional vampire was somebody who kind of feeds off, you know, takes people's emotions. So, like, you're sad about something, so they take the sad, and suddenly they get to be sad and stuff.
Oh, I don't know. That just sounds like a drama queen.
All right, well, maybe I'm either an emotional vampire or I'm a drama queen.
Oh, well, okay. we've known that for a while.
So I was at work, and work is just so tough on Monday.
It sure is.
And I was at lunch.
Bubba is a bookie.
I was at lunch, and there's kind of a food court near work, and I'm just work has been so tough, I started kind of grumbling. And then halfway through, I realized I was grumbling, Mr. Goy, Darnster Goy. And I realized I was using Abraham Sutrakian's anger, and I had transferred it into my own anger, and I was an emotional vampire, aka emotional Sturgoy.
Bubba, they need you. Abraham needs you far more than he needs doubting F.
What?
Annoying Nora.
Hey.
I'm kidding.
I feel like you're a story vampire because you told a story that tonight that was just as exciting as three or four of the stories we heard on the show.
Oh, that's good.
Whoa, wait, Catfish, are you talking to me or are you talking to Bubba?
No, I'm talking to Bubba. I'm just looking at you.
Okay.
I can't look at Bubba while I make fun of him.
Wait a minute.
He starts to cry.
Wait, you don't think it's interesting? Walking through the food court muttering, Sturgoy, is kind of an interesting thing? I thought, no, and everybody understood where I was coming from. Nobody looked at me like I was weird or anything. They were just,
I'm sure.
Here's this guy grumbling about the Sturgoy. They loved it.
I'm sure the old man and the hot hacker also thought their stories were interesting.
They are. You mean Dutch?
Yeah, and, I want to call her the hot hacker.
Okay, so guys, welcome to Got Your Milk. We break down FX's The Strain each and every week. This is the 12th episode entitled Last Rites that we're going to be dealing with. Before we jump into the episode, we got to deal with our wonderful listeners, you guys who download the podcast each and every week. And
God bless you.
And the members of the podcast called Sturgoy Team 7. And we have new members.
What? Of STS?
Yeah.
Sturgoy Team 7 is growing leaps and bounds. Number one, J-Bro 399, who had given us a review on iTunes in the past. He wrote a new review saying, hey, how come I'm not on Sturgoy Team 7? I've already written a review. And so, yes, JBro399 will also be on Sturgoy Team 7 with Jay Coyley.
Would it be insulting to say that he's been grandfathered in? Or I don't know. I mean, we don't.
Yeah,
nobody
he's been Abrahamed in.
He's been Abrahamed. Okay, no one here wants to insult JBro399.
Is he upset because he wants to be somewhere in the hierarchy? I mean, we're going to have to have a whole, like, upper echelon.
Like,
does he want to be the treasurer? Sure. Like,
wait,
we're going
to
have to add new offices.
He wants the shotgun seat in the black SUV. Go and kill Sturgoy.
All right.
Yeah.
But we also have a new member, and the way you become members, remember everyone, is by going to iTunes and giving us a written review on iTunes and submitting it. And so we have a new one called Is Am Kazam, and he gave us, or she gave us, a 5-star review.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I prefer to think of it as a 5 Sturgoy review.
Okay, so now this review might be a bit questionable. The title of the podcast review is Better Than The Strain by Light Years.
Oh,
and so
come on. I mean,
Kazam wrote, please do review season 2 of The Strain. The only reason I look forward to this show is because I know a Got Your Milk podcast is coming to sarcastically critique this tragically mishandled show. Maybe y'all should look into reviewing other stupid TV. Now, hold on.
We don't have time.
Hold on. Are they saying that The Strain is tragically mishandled?
I don't know. But what I actually know, spoiler alert, guys.
Spoiler alert. Let's hear it.
Can we call it a Sturgoy alert?
Sturgoy alert. Izam Kazam is actually works on the strain. So this really hits close
now to now that is not...
Thank you, Guillermo, for that nice review. I gotta say, I appreciate that. Because, well, I feel a little bad because last week you gave me a hard time because you're like, why...
That's our job.
You're kind of like... I felt like you were saying I was making fun of anybody who watched this show.
You were mean to the listeners who love this wonderful show,
No,
The Strain.
But I Am Kazam knows where I'm coming from. Basically, I'm just doing the rest of these podcasts for I Am Kazam.
Yeah, that's right. Probably Catfish. The only one who appreciates it.
That's probably the only one who appreciates me.
Catfish.
Except for, hold on.
It's Weird the master. Growling.
Weird growling.
That's a button popping action right there.
All
right,
I want to give out other shout outs to other great listeners who want
yeah,
to.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have our good friend Patman23, who was a fan of our Joffrey podcast about Game of Thrones. He says, the wife and I finally started watching the first episode of The Strain, and now I can listen to the Got Your Milk podcast. Well, thank you very much,
yeah,
Patman.
Thanks a lot, wife.
Yeah. We also have, now, Black Lannister, she has wanted to be the leader of Sturgoy Team 7.
I thought she was.
No one is disputing
she's
that she's
grand,
not.
She has been tweeting out some wonderful tweets, so here we go. So my favorite one, in fact, I'm going to have to just prune some of these down because she put so many. But my favorite one, or you know what, I'll read two. She sent out a tweet that says, has anyone seen Willem Dafoe and the Master in the same room? Damn. I'm just saying, ouch, not very... Not very nice there, Black Lannister. Pretty cold.
Funny, but not nice.
Okay, well, you know what? I've got to read a couple more. She's just so tough. She said, F is a terrible parent. So glad Kelly won the custody fight.
Now, yeah.
She also said, so she says, I wonder if Kelly can use Matt Sears' discount to build a new coffin. Now, you know, the master, his box did get destroyed.
Now, wait a minute. Bubba. Bubba and Catfish, yeah. I have a question for the two of you and also all of our amazing listeners.
Like Jay Coyley. We love Jay Coyley and Crackers Finn.
Not as much as we love Chloe O'Malley, but we do like him a lot. If F had won the custody battle,
yeah,
would we be in this pickle that we find ourselves in now?
That's a great point. What do you mean by that?
It's a great point. What?
It's kind of like the butterfly effect. You know, maybe if he won the battle, then
he won the battle but lost the war.
He'd be more inspired. I don't know, guys. It's a theory, and I think we can all agree that
even know what your theory is.
Shut up, Catfish.
Shut up, Catfish.
We all want the best.
We do.
For The Strain, and that's why we're here.
Amen. So now, our friends at Geek Girl Soup. They say that they have seen two episodes of The Strain. They've only seen two episodes of the show, but they've listened to all the Got Your Milk podcasts. And they hashtag Nora's mom has got it going on. But then they gave me a spoiler alert during the show. They said Nora's mom has no longer got it on.
Yeah!
And about this specific episode, our good friend Black Lannister, she wrote, Nora would rather kill her mother than watch Zach. Which is true. F was like, well, you watch Zach.
I thought for sure. Like, yeah. When I thought F was so excited, he thought, I'm finally going to get rid of my pseudo mother in law. He was so ready to take care of business. He's like, he was very upset about the elf. But when it came to Nora's mom, he's like, I got this. Yeah. No, don't worry. I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
He's happy to go. He's happy to go. Yeah.
All right. So let's go ahead, guys. We've been talking too long. Let's rate.
Yeah. Let's
yak it a yak, Bubba.
Let's go download the Yik Yak app for our real feelings about The Strain podcast. So okay, let's go around and we give a rating. We give our favorite scene and our spoiled milk scene, the scene which brought the episode down. So I'm gonna go first because I'm gonna give this episode 9. Decapitated moms out of 10.
Whoa!
This show finally starts delivering the Sturgoy action I want. It finally has a flashback which shows why Abraham has that heart that I've been wondering about. My favorite scene in the entire episode was, of course, the scene where Nora took out her mom. That's stone cold hardcore. My spoiled milk scene of the episode is that I really thought that Abraham, our hero, the guy who I'm an emotional Sturgoy for, obviously when I'm in food court, his plan to go to the quote-unquote castle ruins and take out the Sturgoys, that was a terrible plan. And why doesn't he realize that the master And the master likes him. The master could kill him a million times. He never has. And so why doesn't he chill out and be cooler? So my rating a 9, favorite scene, decapitated mom, spoiled milk scene, the ridiculously dumb plan to ride the horse to the castle.
All right. Well, first off, I want to reassure Bubba's mom that it was his favorite scene because of what was happening on the show.
No,
because
exactly
of any
right.
other issues going on.
Exactly right.
Wow, I don't think this was 9 decapitated mothers. I think this was a solid 6.5.
Oh!
So 6 decapitated mothers and then one infrared light, or no, I'm sorry, ultraviolet, UV light yeah. that flickers. So that counts as 6.5.
All right. Favorite scene and worst scene?
It wasn't a scene, but actually, no, you know what? It's going to be my favorite scene. Gus and Marlo from The Wire shoot it out on the docks.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah. They're getting attacked and they're shooting each other.
And Strigoi Team 6 shows up and kidnaps Gus. That was my favorite scene. Least favorite was, you know what? You know what I think? I didn't like any of the flashbacks this week.
Oh.
I didn't like any of them because I think all of that whole story, I mean, the very last thing that we saw was... I don't know who those kids were, if those were Abe's kids or not, but Abe's, you know, Miriam and two young, beautiful children show up and he's got to cut their heads off. That would have been far more effective if he told that in a, you know, if he just told that to Nora after she cut off Bubba's mom's head.
Hey, no.
I mean, Nora's mom's head, sorry.
Thank you. All right, so Catfish, you're going to break the tie. I was high, he was low. Let's hear your rating, your favorite scene, and your spoiled milk scene.
I'm going to give it 4.
Uh-oh.
That's right. 4 eviscerated 2,000 lek horses. But I'm going to add on one hottie hacker. So that's a total of 5.
Okay, all right.
5 out of 10. That's right. Low, Catfish.
Fair enough.
I don't know whether it's because I fell asleep due to boredom.
No.
But I'm going to steal each of your ideas.
Okay.
Please do.
And the one is that my favorite scene was the fun scene where they're shooting at the Strigoi. Yeah. And then they start shooting each other. And
so
then Strigoi Team 6 comes in. And in something that's kind of, that's finally interesting.
Right.
That I don't see coming and that I don't know where it's going to go. Was they say, no, not that one. That one.
Yeah, they
and they
Gus.
Grab Gus. They know something about Gus. So that's something that seems like it's going to be interesting that I'm sure will end up to not be interesting.
Hey, now.
The worst scene was...
Well, you loved the sexy hacker and her backstory about her father.
No, I didn't
fell
care
in love.
About that.
You were I did something like, about London.
I did like Fett. Fett's dropping the science. But I hated the scene where, what's this guy's plan? He starts in the middle of the day, apparently. He doesn't decide, you know what, I'm talking about the flashback where he goes to the castle.
Right.
He doesn't say, well, you know what, why don't I just sleep here and start bright in the morning, or maybe start bright in the morning, do whatever. By the time he gets down there, a Strigoi's like, it's starting to get dark. And then...
It sounds like you're blaming the horse.
Why are you attacking this innocent horse?
Leave that horse alone.
You're like, why is the horse taking so long to get to the castle?
No, it's not.
I want everyone to know...
The horse doesn't have the brain.
I want everyone to know that Catfish...
But he's got the guts.
Loves the Kentucky Derby.
Apparently not.
Not as much as a certain Denver Bronco receiver. But that's because I'm not on meth all the time. So listen.
It was ecstasy.
It was Molly, wasn't it?
I think...
We are off track. Get back to the strain. Nobody
Black Lannister, if you can explain the difference between...
This was yet another thing where we thought something cool was going to be set up.
Right.
And it ended up being a stupid plan.
That seems harsh.
Well, you know, he turns away.
She seemed to be taking this personally.
You know what? The other thing is, and you're the one who brought this up, which is why I'm surprised you
right
gave
now,
it.
Catfish is
Strigoi.
Pointing.
Let's hear it. Let's
Catfish
hear it.
Is
Let's
pointing
hear
it. At Bubba.
Pointing.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know if we want to bring this up now, but the major problem is...
Yes.
What was... And again, I'm unveiling it in case you don't want to do it yet.
Strigoi alert.
There, what Satrakian was going to do last week,
mm-hmm.
which was irrational.
He was going to attack a cave full of like thousands of Strigoi.
Right.
Last week.
Guys, and we got to jump in.
And what does he do this week?
Oh,
what's he
man.
Do this week? What does he do this week? Well, five guys come to show up and he's like, yeah, let's bail out the back.
Yeah,
what was... the what? They got enough weapons and guns there to drill holes and to drill plenty of air holes in those guys'
heads. Yeah, but you saw how fast the one guy is. Poor man's Christoph Waltz is. So maybe no matter how many guns, you know, you could kill these other Strigoi, but he, as long as he's alive and he could kill everybody.
They were going to go after the master. The master's certainly got to be, you know, I'm going to call him the master joker because he sort of has the Joker kind of feel.
Oh, I want to see how the master did at the box office this weekend with the opening of his movie, The Box Trolls. All right, so you know what? Let's get into it. We're going to go by storyline, and it starts off, folks, it starts off on everybody's favorite storyline, Stoneheart Group.
Yeah.
And Mr. Palmer, he's there. He's, you know, he's done all these things, and he's meeting with poor man's Christoph Waltz. And he's like, come on, I've done all this. Where's the master? Take care of me. What's going on here? Let's do this.
And you know what?
What?
To me, I don't think, I mean, maybe you get to a certain point in your life when you've been running things that you don't realize who has the power in a situation. But he seems like he should be smart enough to know that he does not have the power in this situation.
But he's on his deathbed. He has the power.
He's threatening.
He's threatening people while he's dying.
You're right. Go out on top.
Bubba learned this lesson the hard way at the roller rink.
Right.
In 89.
Amen. 89 was a great year for the roller rink. To learn who's in power, I'm so confused. All right, anyway. So
anyway.
I have the power to edit that out, hopefully, if I'll remember. All right, so, you know, Mr. Palmer's like, hey, we had a deal, deliver, and yet poor man's Christoph Waltz.
PMCW's he's
talking trash here.
Bro, you don't threaten me. You don't threaten the master.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And so the master, though, later, you know, the next time we see Mr. Palmer, the master is showing up. And the master, as you were saying, Catfish, he shows up, and even though the room is empty, he still has to swoosh yeah. all
that
around
was,
the room.
That was Mork who mentioned that, although I did notice it myself. He always says, it's like those horror movies where nobody's there except the person in front, and then the crazy thing is walking in the back.
Right.
Or you see him in the window, and the only reason the person who can see it is the viewer.
There are times when the master needs to tippy-toe, and in order to tippy-toe at maximum efficacy, he's got to practice. Well, so he probably doesn't need to tippy-toe in this situation, but he's doing it to stay at the top of his tippy-toe game.
I feel like he's a little paranoid. Around. That's what it is.
All right.
He can never just walk into a room.
Well, it's uncomfortable. If you ever been to the hospital around some sick people, you know, you don't want to... It's, you know, they're uncomfortable. You don't want to walk around or be around them. So let's...
Now, Strigoi alert.
Yeah.
For those who don't watch the coming events...
Yeah.
There was something about what happened.
Yeah, I was totally confused
Stoneheart
about what happened.
That was that upset you. Again, there were many, many times during this episode, Bubba, where your exclamations lead me to wonder how you came anywhere near nine.
Well, all right. So I thought the master comes in. He gets close to the bed Mr. Palmer's in.
He gets
very close. I thought...
We're jumping ahead. We're jumping ahead.
Well, we're doing the whole storyline. This is the end of the storyline. Right? You're the one who always
says... Oh, that's a storyline?
Yes.
Well, we started it, so
sorry.
It's a storyline.
Okay,
now, you were a writer's assistant on which show there, Mork, that you attack storyline. So we get to the end. The master is getting super face close to Mr. Palmer. I thought they might kiss. They didn't. And so then we saw... He gave him fingertip juice instead of the worm that he gave poor man's Christoph Waltz back at the end of World War II. And so what in the world was going on there? Like, Palmer wants to live forever and get wormed. What's going on here?
I think Palmer didn't get to be the corporate raider, the robber baron that he is as the, you know, chairman of the Stoneheart Group without knowing something that someone else didn't know. So I think Palmer knows something that poor man's Christoph Waltz doesn't know.
Now, I disagree. I think this is a power move by the master because he knows this guy's used to power and he's got to string him along.
Oh, he might still need Mr. Palmer for some stuff, so he's like, I'll make him feel better with my old fingertip juice.
Yeah.
And yet not let him live forever.
That's this is probably the least creepy version.
I think it's just concentrated wheatgrass.
No, I was going to say, this is definitely the least creepy use of the term fingertip juice.
Well, no. Listen to me. I'm going to make a bold prediction right now. So the storyline ends with Mr. Palmer outside doing a flash dance type move.
Right.
You know, getting soaked and dancing, letting his shirt and clothes get soaked as he dances in the rain. His manservant is Fitzgerald is watching him, right?
Fitzwilliams, yeah.
And so Fitzwilliams, good point. And so anyway, here's what it's going to be. The CDC guy, our hero F, always wants to find a cure, right? And so what if the cure is fingertip juice? What if through fingertip juice, you cure Sturgoy? And so right now, just as a test, I'm going to place my finger in Mork's mouth.
Why are you doing that? Yeah. You know, an interesting piece of trivia since you talked about Flashdance.
Right, yeah.
The song Maniac from Flashdance was originally written for a horror movie and had totally different... words to it.
Oh, wow.
That was like a horror song. Yes, if you want
Does anybody believe Catfish? If you believe Catfish, do a little hashtag I believe
He's
Catfish.
He's a maniac. If you don't, Sturgoy.
Do hashtag.
He's done worming like he's never wormed before.
Do hashtag that. No. Okay, so what's the next storyline?
The next storyline, let's jump to Gus.
Let's jump it. I'm
so
with you.
Gus, it starts off and we're outside
Peter's garage.
Right, Peter's garage.
So the last time we saw Gus, he had killed Felix, he had escaped from the ambulance.
He had killed his...
Oh, no, I'm sorry, then he went home.
Killed his brother with a baseball bat. He killed the landlord.
He
let his mom live.
Right. So, okay. So he shows up at Peter's garage where... I don't know if this was where he did the deal for the stolen car, but he did the deal with this fella.
That's right,
Marlo from The Wire. And Marlo is apparently a bit of a greenie because he's driving a pure electric Tesla.
A Tesla, that is some good work. Now, his name isn't Marlo on this show. His name was Marlo on The Wire. Did anybody catch what his name is on this show?
Oh, I think he was referred to a lot of times as Brah.
Yeah, it was Bra, and it was
Kim. I believe it had some E's in it. I think it had
it was
E's
cream.
And a D.
It was cream. Yeah.
Yeah, he's cream. Yeah, he rises to the top. So now,
okay,
what did you guys think of Gus's plan that the world's gone to H&H, and he needs some guns to protect himself? And so this is the guy who would have the gun. So.
Are you referring to Gus's plan or Gus's win?
I think this is Gus's win.
Yeah, that's exactly
right. So Gus's win is to take this guy and get the guns. First, it's like from Scarface. First you get the guns.
Then you get the sandwiches.
Right.
Then you get the stewardesses.
Amen.
Then you get the frequent flyer miles. And then you get an extra night at the Bellagio... in Macau.
So they go out to, I guess, the docks.
Macau.
So they go out. Is this the docks, the piers, whatever, the wharf?
I don't know if that is, but I mean, it's beautiful.
It is.
This is probably the least efficient docks. There's like six containers on this whole thing.
All right. So
now this is a little...
Yeah.
Again, I may be sort of jumping a little bit here. This is, to me, is a super clumsy way to introduce this.
What do you mean? Well, I thought it introduced a new thing. Just as in the Mr. Johnson Palmer storyline, they introduced fingertip juice. In this storyline, somebody is trying to ship Sturgoy.
Right.
That's very interesting.
That is interesting. But what I find clumsy about this is first of all, Gus is well aware that and he even says it, that the world's gone mad.
Yeah.
So his whole thing with the money seems a little odd.
Oh, you're right.
And that he wants to look into the container, it seems to me sort of a clumsy way to get to it.
Yeah,
because
I see.
Why does he want to look in the container? Why does he care about
money? Hold on. Because if somebody's willing to pay this kind of money to ship it a container, then the container contains something more valuable. So know, how much do you think Sturgoy go for on the black market?
That is a good point.
That is
Bubba.
A container full of Sturgoy. You could probably get
it. Depends if they're potty trained.
All right. At the count of three, at the count of three, everyone says how much that they would pay for a Sturgoy. Okay.
One, two, three.
$1 million.
$1,000.
Okay, moving on. So Marlo is into some serious stuff. And he's selling containers. He's selling
illegally.
How quickly? And this is a container that's going to go on a ship.
I assume so.
It's not like this container is going to land, you know, in South America
tomorrow. But here's
tomorrow.
The beautiful thing about
it's
going to
be weeks
though.
And weeks
no,
and
it
weeks.
Could go. It could go somewhere in America. It could go down to New Orleans. It could go like that. I mean, the thing is, that's the best way to take care of these guys. You can't send them on a plane.
No, not at all. But you know what?
They already did send him on a plane.
Well, they sent the master on a plane. Good point.
Right, but they can't put. You can't have a guy who's infected on the plane. He's not going to sit there.
Because the plane
like,
could
sir,
crash.
Do you want,
yeah.
Sir, do you want Coke?
Coffee, tea, me.
Worms.
Blood. Okay, let's go. Okay, sir.
But then you get a bunch of. You get a bunch of new Sturgoy. Go crash landing in another city,
right?
And you know, unless their heads are chopped off, they're gonna survive.
Coming to it, I think. But the whole time they've been trying to do this sub rosa, okay? They're
what
trying
does that mean?
It means below the surface.
Oh, okay. Thank
okay?
you.
Okay, so they don't want it to get out. That's why they suppress the internet. The whole thing.
Right.
So to have put a bunch more in a plane. That's going to get out.
But at this point, Gus maybe, God bless Gus, because he may be the first person in the 7 months that this show has been on the air that says
right.
that it's chaos out there, that
no,
things have gone
again,
crazy.
But once again,
yeah.
while normal things are happening,
right.
if you look at the subtitles, or even tonight we heard it, you hear people talking normally, and then you hear like a woman screaming in the background, which they're totally ignoring.
Well, it is New York City.
Well, that's
all right. So now hold on. Let's get to this. I gave this episode a real high rating. Marlo from the Cream is saying, throw me a gun. Gus does the right thing and throws him a gun, and then Cream starts shooting at Gus. That is fun.
That is fun.
These Sturgoy are very slow moving. You know how some Sturgoy, I guess, once again, we're supposed to understand that with their new Sturgoy, they can move slowly and later they could be fast. But who comes up? Who saves our two fighting car thieves?
The leader of Sturgoy Team
Sturgoy
7.
Team 6. This is these people, our listeners.
This is a JV. No, these guys, the last time we saw them were at Chloe O'Malley's house.
Right.
And we've missed them.
Yeah, we have missed them. It feels like you're setting something up for season two, right? These
it's
guys
really
are
cool.
going around. How did they know about the shipping container? Is this the Stoneheart
group
shipping them out?
No,
I mean,
they're a little
how
different.
How did they know about Gus? Because they specifically want Gus, and that's the thing that seems like it's going to be cool that I'm sure they'll ruin.
Hey, now.
Whoa.
All right, so that's the end of that storyline. Any predictions? So will we see them, you know, Sturgoy Team 6, they come and then they disappear. We're not going to see them next episode. Oh, I think we will. I think it'll be like the cliffhanger
for season two. Does someone want to do me Double or Nothing? Because Mork already owes me.
Yeah, I'll do you Double or Nothing. What are we betting?
I can't remember.
Who cares? Double or Nothing.
Double or Nothing.
Triple or Nothing.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. I can't go that. that's too rich for my Sturgoy blood.
Catfish. That's how I roll.
All right, so now let's do... There are only two storylines left. There's the flashback in time, and then the adventure at the Knickerbocker. So let's get to the flashback in time. They come back. Abraham wanted to charge in there. He's wanted to kill this master for so long. You know, World War II, correct me if I'm wrong, was a couple of years ago.
No.
And so
it
he
was,
has wanted to kill the master
it was
quite
actually,
some time.
It was 20 years ago. It was Albania in 1967.
Well, 20 years ago. What do you mean by that?
Okay,
oh,
well,
20 years 20, after
two
World
years
War II.
Ago. Yeah.
So Abraham comes
that
back.
That wasn't Desert Storm?
No, that was not. So Abraham comes back, and what do you do when you've not killed your archenemy? You kind of, you know, you get remorseful. You want to think back. And so sure enough, you look at your heart, you look at your dead love's heart, and you jump back to Albania 1967.
Yeah.
It was a great year.
First move, buy a horse.
Right, so, but yeah, if you're going to go hunt the Sturgoy and the master specifically, You need a white horse because you're the hero, right?
Well, I mean, you got to ride the white horse. Yep. And if not, you got to ride the white pony.
Now, how about this? If your life mission is to hunt down the master and kill Strigoi, do you really bring your wife with you on business trips?
The other thing I have to say is they make it sound like they just got here. They're like, oh, this is it. We finally found some information.
And they unpack.
And the house is totally lived in.
Listen, it was so pre-furnished. Albania pre-furnished cottage.
Can I ask this may sound like a stupid question, but
sure.
We are talking about 1967.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The automobile has been invented.
They do make Albania. They make Albania look like 19. They make it look like Albania, 1923.
No, it looks like 1823.
Hold on, there was one. There was a car in the background of this one scene where he's buying the horse. There was a
was
car
it,
driving
was it
away.
The Tesla?
You know, they might have been. But maybe they just couldn't afford to get 1967 European cars. I think they shoot this in Canada.
Abe went from 500 Lex to 2,000. He could rent a car for
so what did you think of Abraham's love here? What did you think of her? She seemed...
I thought her name was Sarah.
Yeah, you've said that on multiple podcasts, but apparently her name
is Miriam.
He tells Miriam that they're going to adopt. I even missed this during the show. Did you
hear? They're going to adopt a boy and a girl.
And they did Strigoi at the end. She brought a boy and a girl.
Yeah, one each.
How many
Lex
like, were the kids?
It's like the sacrifices you have made. What do you think... Did we ever learn what's wrong with her leg? Is that one of her sacrifices? Is that... She's, you know...
She traded a leg for a kid. What do you think they paid for the... Did they pay more for the horse or for the kids?
Great question. Well, they paid for the kid with blood money. Get it? Strigoi humor right there.
Man.
So she is very understanding. And so...
She's like an Albanian Rebecca Hall.
Let's be honest.
Hall.
None of the three of us are married. And so when you...
Willingly.
Yet. We're not married yet. So would you, number one, accept a wife... Who didn't let you kill Strigoi? Like, what if she was perfect in every way, but you're like, hey, I want to go kill Strigoi, and she's like, you know, I like living here in Detroit.
That's a great Bubba. That is probably the greatest thing you've ever said. I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna say no. Can't do it.
I'm gonna turn it around on you, and I'm gonna say that is a great, great question. What?
Hey, now, she's come with him. This is a great woman. This
I would
is
say
I
this. Yeah. I would say this.
Say it.
If she is going to be upset that I'm out there spending 2,000 lek on a horse and 1,000 lek on a Strigoi, if it's just going to be pester, I'm going to say, get back on your wagon.
Hey, listen, I can bring home the lek, fry it up in a pan. But never let you forget who's the master.
Oh, Bubba.
All right, so anyway, Abraham keeps going to sleep. So, like, he takes a nap, remembers a bit, and then he's like, I forgot how the rest of this goes. Maybe I'll lie down. And so he lies down there. And he's riding the horse to the castle. Now, these castle ruins, he finds...
There's a bunch of watches.
Yeah, it's like in the subway. People left their possessions behind.
I saw them all in a pile. I thought they were just discarded. They were actually put in a pile. But you could be right.
No, it's like the subway. The Strigoi, they don't need a watch.
That's a great point.
They know what time the sun goes up and what the sun goes down. So he is like, the first thing you do when you get to a well is you drop a rock to see if there's a splash. Mm-hmm. There's no splash. He's like, I'm going to climb in here. Now, does he not know when the sun's going to set? In 1967, was there not a, like, hey, the sun's going to set at this time, so he could plan this a bit better?
No, but I think the rules about sunrise and sunset, I think that maybe before or after the wheel,
Let me tell you something. Figure
that out.
I'm
going to go out on a
limb. In 1967, where it seems like only one person in a village can own a horse?
Yeah. Well, what, you want a village with multiple horses? Move to Bosnia.
Yeah. That's why global warming.
Thank you.
We only need one horse per village.
So he goes down into the well.
Thank you.
He's got his lights. He's got his. He's got his
more lights.
He's got more lights. He's got his sword. His Strigoi killing sword. He didn't have this in the concentration camp, folks.
No.
So
he
got it while he was out of camp, and so he is going to go down there.
And by the way, super focus on the rope. So again, no surprise what happens when he comes back. It would have been
Catfish, you're just a cynic.
If they had put a red arrow saying, please notice this rope,
I think
it wouldn't have been any more
I think
less
they were,
subtle.
I think they were highlighting Abraham's Satrakian's expertise with tying knots.
Rope.
So in this well, there's a great moment.
He was in the New York City subway system
Minute. Right, right. But did you like how there was that dissolve? So you could see he's like walking around the castle, and then it's outside, and the sun's going down, and then it dissolves back to him to let you know that he searched these five rooms of the well pretty deep, pretty long and hard. He gets down there, and who are down there but Sturgoy!
Now, let me ask you something. This is subtitled?
Yeah, it
is. So does he speak Sturgoy now?
He speaks Romanian, so the Sturgoy get it. But the master, who's a master ventriloquist, throws his voice, and he's like, the sun is setting, professor. He became a professor? I thought he was always a number.
So his, that's what Eichhorst calls him. The master has more respect.
More respect. For him. Very nice.
For learning. Yeah. So the whole idea was, I'm going to go in there, and then if anybody says anything to me, I'm just going to turn around and run.
Right.
Because if that was the plan,
what's wrong with that?
It was executed to
good
perfection.
Plan. The best plan. Come on.
That
was a win.
Okay.
It was a win.
That was the exact plan that I used on my honeymoon.
That was a very good plan.
What happened? When you are you married?
Now, let's just keep going, guys.
Now, the master did his ventriloquism trick. Satrakian gets back to the well. He realizes that
when he
the
looks
rope
up,
is
by the
gone.
Way, it looks very, very dark up
right,
there.
Right, well, there's a spotlight up there, too. There's a spotlight up there so he can see who is it.
It's right, but it all but it looks very dark. Yeah. It looks like it is pitch dark. Just focus on that because the next one we see outside, it is not going to be pitch dark.
He's been climbing.
Yeah, it takes forever to climb from the bottom of a well.
He climb up with his bare hands.
So you're saying it took him all night to climb up?
Well, maybe he started and he fell and he started and he fell. He wanted to take a nap.
And the vampires didn't come after him?
Maybe he killed the vampires.
Is the master just toying with him? Oh, so he killed some vampires, but we decided not to show that because that'd be too boring.
Well, we know he's going to survive because it's a flashback.
We don't have to show
a lot
that,
can happen.
They still could have had some action.
There are a few things that
just
I can...
Just because we know he's alive, that doesn't mean they can't make it interesting.
Catfish, you know this better than most people. There are a few things that I can state unequivocally.
Oh,
let's hear it.
A lot can happen at night in a well.
Amen.
Thank you.
And you mean in a hole, sure. Right, so Abraham climbs out of the well like in The Dark Knight Rises. He climbs out and he's got a sword with him because you don't want to leave that behind.
So it took him all night to climb out, and no vampires attacked him.
And now,
so he was climbing up that thing for 8 hours. He must have the forearms of the Hulk.
Well, you've seen him. He's a stocky, sturdy man.
So he climbs out.
But I'm sure
his hand
is fine.
Hold on.
His hands were never injured.
Yeah, but look what
crushed.
Happened. Look at, folks, he climbed out and he's on a different show, HBO's Luck, because this horse is dead.
What now?
Obviously, somebody who's Indian killed.
Oh, I thought it was a Star Wars flashback.
It was a wampa, right?
To the Tauntaun.
To the Tauntaun. So he runs, and he runs past all the places we had seen him travel earlier, so they didn't have to set up multiple shots.
Maybe he didn't even need to buy the horse. He ran it so quickly.
All right, He gets home, and look what's happened. His wife hasn't cleaned up.
They're not getting that security deposit back.
No, they are not, Catfish.
Oh, man. Albanian cottage has been destroyed. And his wife, but it's even worse, his wife's leg brace. Is there, but the wife isn't.
Now
she's cheating on him.
It's semi-bright outside.
It's bright. It was sunlight outside.
It's sunlight outside, and then we come back.
It's overcast.
We come back, and it's
He's been sitting there moping the whole time.
Right.
He's a really good moper.
Right.
He's a brooder.
He's a champion.
Right.
That's why he does so well with the ladies.
He's
a brooder.
Yeah.
That's what it is, guys.
He's mysterious.
I'm gonna start brooding.
He knows how to keep a lady's heart.
Oh man.
And so as he's watching Nora take out Nora's mom, he remembers the time when he had to kill somebody he loved. His wife and the two kids they would have adopted, a boy and a girl.
Yeah.
And the wife is looking sultry as she comes back in.
She's looking good.
But I think, is she the most attractive Sturgoy we've had yet?
Oh, what about, we're going to get to that in a second with beautiful Kelly. But Abraham, he loved her, but he still cut her. Sliced off her head. And then after he sliced off her head in the flashback, he totally put on his rubber gloves and went gut hunting.
By the way, those worms, it must be cold in Albania because those worms were just hovering all over the heart, but none of them decided to go anywhere near them.
Right, and I could have sworn that when you kill a Strigoi, that most of the times, aren't the worms just kind of, they don't have their host to feed on, and so they would just die? But these worms don't die. They kind of crawl around and stuff.
And I'm not exactly clear why Abe cracks her breastplate open in order to remove her heart. But he does.
To remember. So the people haven't died in vain. I'm going to mutilate her corpse.
Okay.
I would carry the brace around because it's a good remembrance as well as a weapon.
Right.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Right.
That's absolutely true.
But he's like, no, I got to crack open the breastplate, pull out the heart after I've perfectly cut it in all different places.
All the ventricles have
this
to be
does
cut.
Remind me a little bit of the coroner who was in charge when Marilyn Monroe died.
Now, why? That's terrible. We're going to edit. Everyone edit that in your mind out because it's very disgusting.
It's more disgusting than ripping out a giant horse-sized heart from this poor.
What are you saying about his wife? Hey.
It's a big heart. A heart that's is the size of your fist.
She had a big heart.
That is a really good point.
A heart is the
and
size
what? Of filled with worms.
Yeah, it's filled with
it's
worms.
It's filled with worms, and you stick it in a jar.
And then he put it on
put
a seder
a
plate.
Now, I kind of thought when he was saying, I know this is jumping to the present, but I kind of thought when he was saying goodbye to his wife, he was going to, like, destroy the heart. You know, why keep the heart?
Throw it in the fire, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, those worms could infect somebody. Just get rid of it.
All right, now
the heart is not universally thought of in modern Western society as sort of the seat for the soul.
Right.
So it's weird to keep the heart.
But it can't hurt.
Would you keep? The brain? What do you want to keep?
Well, yeah, I guess.
The ring,
so.
the you wanted to keep the brace.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that...
Well, the master cured her. She didn't need the brace. She was just, you know, she was faster without the brace. Why wasn't he thanking the master? Hey, my life now, my wife, when I'm in the bed with her, it doesn't injure me from this brace anymore. Thank you, master.
Bubba, what are we rated?
PGMA.
Oh, all right, never mind.
DVMA.
All right. Because I have a question.
Explicit.
Oh, if we're explicit, then I will ask this
we're
question.
Explicit.
We're explicit.
All right. Now, Abe's been in the USA for 40 years.
Okay.
Right. Oh, I can't wait.
He's had this.
This
jar with his wife's heart in it for 40 years.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. You think he...
How many times do you think he may have released himself into or at the jar?
Oh, man. You got to do it. You love your wife.
Moving on.
All right.
All right, so.
The final story.
That's a great point. What?
All right. So the final storyline is our heroes coming back from their adventure in the subway.
Yeah.
And attempt to kill the master.
Amazing.
And as soon as they come in, F runs to Zach and gives him a big hug and apologizes for not being back when he said it. Now, Zach loves his dad, and Nora loves her mom. They're each getting hugs. But Zach gives Nora's mom a little look. What did you think of this little kind of F-U look he gives?
I've got a theory, but I don't think we're explicit enough for it. So I'm just going to move on.
Oh.
Is it about menthols?
They look at each other, and you know what? They are happy.
What they say about a woman who smokes cigarettes.
No. Carries a lighter.
She might get she might get amnesia later in life.
Oh, true that. True that.
They're back. And they're back, and it's Abraham is just destroyed. He wanted to go kill Strigoi. He wanted to take them all on. He wanted to just kill them all. And so it's just a bit
he spends a lot of time hanging out next to the jar with Miriam's heart in it.
Right. Well, our other heroes. Sorry, you were saying. Go.
Well, Nora comes and visits, and you can tell this is why it's so heartbreaking of what had to happen to Nora's mom later on, because Nora clearly was raised the right way. Because when Nora walks into the room and sees an old man curling up next to a giant jar with a worm-filled heart next to it, she doesn't say anything at first.
Or look at it.
She doesn't even look at it. It would be rude. It would be rude to mention it.
Amen. And you know what else is rude? Is our hero F. He cannot forgive Abraham for that suicide mission. So Fett and Nora are planning, okay, this is where we must have been underground. This is where we need to attack.
And Fett and Nora are acting like rational human beings.
Right. Well, do you, you know what? You do a great F. Do you want to do a reenactment real quick of what F is doing here?
I will.
So I'll be Fett. So this was the subway tunnel where all the monsters...
Am I the only sane person here? That was an insane plan he had. He wanted to attack 1 million.
Hey, you guys, be quiet. I'm trying to watch Derek Jeter finish up his last year as the New York Yankee.
My God, I wish I could kill that woman someday with a knife. I just want to slice her head right off.
F.
But first, I want to slice off Satrakian's head.
F, listen to me. Okay, he wanted to do it, but we didn't do it, okay? Like, that
didn't
happen. Yes,
but he wanted to do it. That's all that matters. Sometimes it doesn't matter what you do in life.
But
it
we
matters
didn't
what
do
you
it.
Want to do. He did. He almost dragged us into hell.
Derek Jeter and Mickey Mantle were best friends.
I swear to God.
I was at the polo grounds, and...
I swear to God, I will cut her neck off with a dull butter knife.
Hot dogs!
I hope Dutch comes back, or else I'm gonna have to flirt with Nora's mom. And scene. Okay, so pretty good. Yeah, F was being a big jerk, screaming and yelling about Abraham's plan that they didn't follow. You know, it was like, okay, we were gonna do something stupid, we didn't. You know,
Guy's been chasing a vampire for 60 years, and he gets a little out of control. But F, he's got no patience for anybody but himself.
Time out. In F's defense.
That's a
freeze. Let's get serious, guys.
Do it.
Okay. Oh, man. All right.
Let's break it down. Let's just take it down a notch. Let's get serious.
Let's go.
There are appropriate and inappropriate ways.
Okay. And that's the opposite of appropriate.
That is the inverse of appropriate. Okay. Yes.
But that means opposite.
I call it unappropriate.
Uh-huh.
Okay, unappropriate. Okay. Did you say unappropriate?
All right, time out. There are appropriate, inappropriate, and unappropriate ways.
Whoa. Now, what's the difference between in and on?
One is the anti-appropriate.
Are there anti-appropriate
ways?
There are, okay. So let me just back up for 1 minute.
Back it up.
Okay. There are appropriate.
Right. I understand that.
Inappropriate.
Okay. That's the one I don't get.
Unappropriate.
That one I understand. It seems like it's non-appropriate.
Anti-appropriate ways to hunt down the master and kill him.
Amen. There's four different ways.
Four completely different ways. And maybe F, he's a scientist.
Uh-huh.
Maybe he knows the appropriate way to do it.
Oh, good point. He is in the CDC.
This freaking know-it-all.
Yeah.
He thinks he's the only one who knows how to do anything
or
knows what it's all about.
Amen.
Despite repeated data that shows him that he does not know.
Oh, he totally
does. As a scientist, he knows.
Catfish, I think you are doing some selective listening.
Right. F doesn't believe in global warming.
Hold on, now listen. Okay, so guys,
he's like, I haven't seen it be warm.
Well, I'm just saying.
All right, so guys, the next thing that happens in this storyline is sexy hacker Dutch comes back without pizza. And I think it's time to play America's favorite game of F, Mary, or Strigoi.
All right.
So the option is, I'm going to give you three people. You get to F one, meaning have sex with them on your ex-wife's bed.
Okay.
Like no, on the rug next to the rug.
Right, okay. Like, you get to pull an F.
Ooh,
we are gentlemen.
You get to F,
and
or
ladies.
You get to Mary,
okay.
Or you get to Strigoi. Let them turn.
Okay. Oh, it turned them. Okay.
So we're going to come to you, Catfish, first. Here are your three. You got to have to choose between F, Mary, or Strigoi. So you've got sexy female hacker Dutch. You've got willing to do it anytime she's horny, Nora. And Satrakian's wife.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Perfect.
Okay.
I am going to F
the
hottie hacker.
Oh, you're going to F the hottie hacker.
I'm going to F the hottie hacker.
Because on your ex-wife's rug.
She's a saucy bit of crumpet, if I do say so myself.
Okay, all right. Well, you still got to marry Ann Strigoi, the other two.
I am going to marry Nora. Despite the fact that she seems a little shaky and she's got a real bad taste in men, she seems to be kind of solid outside of those kind of experiences.
Sure.
And I am going to Strigoi the hell out of F. I want him gone. No, no,
Trachea's wife was the third
option. No, F, I take F. I want him poisoned. I want him out of here.
You have broken the rules, so you have Strigoid, Trachea's wife, who also got Strigoid.
No, I Strigoid F. He's totally got worms. I wormed him.
All right, so now it's your turn, Mork. You ready? Here are your three people.
All right.
So you've got sex.
But you can go off the board if you want.
You've got sex.
I would never do that.
You've got sexy, a high-priced attorney, lawyer. Okay. With Joan Luss.
Okay.
You've got Nora's mom.
All right.
And you've got Bolivar's manager.
Oh.
So which one? Let's hear
Can I F any one of these two Strigoi?
Yes, of course.
Okay. All right. Now, I want to make sure.
Yeah.
I want to make sure, Chloe O'Malley, if you're listening, please stop.
All right, so let's hear it.
I hope she stopped a while ago.
Well, I do, too.
To be honest with you.
I do, too.
And by a while ago, we mean several podcasts ago. But all right, so, Mork.
Okay. I am... I'm going to... I'm going to F Bolivar's manager.
Whoa! Okay. I like that. She was willing to arrange a murder cover-up. So she's the kind of girl you definitely want to F on the rug.
Okay, scratch that. I'm going to marry Bolivar's manager.
Okay.
I'm
like
gonna
okay.
F high priced attorney Joan Lost.
Oh.
And I'm gonna Strigoi Nora's mom.
Oh,
because
Mork.
Because time out,
you're
Bubba.
Like, you're not dancing with the one who brought you.
That's not true. That's not true at all. Because right, I think that if Nora's mom became a Strigoi, she could redeem the Strigoi.
Well, not only that, maybe she'd get her mind back. I mean, she'd be eating people, but at least she wouldn't be complaining about sending some kid out to get cigarettes in the middle of mayhem.
I think she needs some fingertip juice to cure that.
And to be fair,
beautiful mind there.
To be fair, the only way I could ever have a shot at beautiful, kind, worldly Nora's mom would be if she had dementia.
Okay, now I'm going to give you your three.
Oh, I'm ready for my three. Okay. Let's hear it.
Your three are F's wife.
Ooh, lovely Kelly. Yes. Oh.
Matt from Sears.
F's wife. Yeah. F's wife's friend
Diane.
Apparently from Jersey.
Your friend Diane. Okay. F's Kelly or Diane. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Or.
Or.
Or you get Hottie Hacker's friend who stole their money.
Oh, okay. So obviously, I am going to marry Sexy Hacker's friend who stole the money.
All right.
Because I don't want to have to work.
No,
go get some money.
Good point.
And she had some lesbian tendencies, which means I won't always have to please her in the bedroom.
Oh, good.
Happy.
Sometimes I can say
I always like your take on that. It's not because you want to be with two women. It's just because you want to rest.
I mean, listen, I work hard.
Hey, happy anniversary, guys.
Then I will F Kelly. She is so effable on her own rug. I will F Kelly on her rug.
Okay.
Wow, that's love.
Multiple times. I love Kelly. And then, listen.
But that will only take a very small amount of time.
I don't want to cheat on my wife. She's out getting some bacon to money. So, and then, obviously, that means friend Diane is going to get Strigoi. She'll be down in the basement, but, you know, sorry.
I think Diane might actually be more attractive as a Strigoi.
Right, yeah.
There's something kind of just...
She lost her accent as a Strigoi.
All right, I don't know where this is going. I have a question, though.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I have a question.
Sure.
Do you think right now, in Venice, Italy, that George Clooney in the honeymoon suite, are they in the bed or are they on the rug?
Oh, is he doing it F style? You mean on his honeymoon?
It's not love if you're not on the rug.
Amen. Amen.
Does he still have back issues? He hurt his back.
Wait,
doing
what do you mean by? I thought you meant back issues of like penthouse.
Oh, yes. No, he's got back issues of Premier magazine.
I wasn't silver then. My hair
I think
was
that just... is referred to sometimes as the magazine position where you're just laying back and reading.
Okay. Chloe, do your homework.
All right, so Fett.
And
was...
by homework, we're talking about researching.
Okay, quiet, catfish. Quiet.
Now, Fett was so happy. Fett was so happy to see Dutch, the sexy female hacker. You know, he was like, are you bring us some pizza in here or what? He was very happy.
Yes, I will say, after watching this week's episode, I now know how to say boing. Okay. In Ukrainian.
Oh, but here's the thing that upset you greatly, too.
Yeah, what was that?
She's like, I got a plan. And apparently that's not good enough for F anymore. To say no, you've got a not. Plan,
yeah.
It's not good enough.
We don't need a plan.
He doesn't say, oh, let's hear the plan, and then, oh, that's a good plan or a bad plan. No, instantly, it's got to be a win.
Yeah, I need a win. I tell you what, I have been telling you guys that for more podcast listeners, we got to grow the podcast. And you guys keep bringing me wins instead of plans. What's going on?
All right. I'm just saying. Plan winner Strigoi is the next game.
Okay. So what did you think of her win that she's going to use the emergency broadcasting system? What, is that this just the test stuff? And she's going to broadcast F to the world. What do you guys think of this plan?
Well, I'm a little confused as I normally am. But I'm a little confused if she broke the internet.
Right.
Could she unbreak the internet or no?
See, apparently not. She had friends help her break the internet.
Okay. So. All right. Fair enough. So that's a good plan. It's a good plan.
So F even talks back to her during this. He's like, "What? Why would anybody listen to me? That's the dumbest idea ever. I'm stupid. Look at my hair. I'm wearing a wig." I nobody agrees anything I say. And she's like, you were with the CDC. He's like, I'm a wanted killer. But she talks him into it.
Absolutely. She's a smooth-talking, sexy hacker.
Why would he want to try to get the word out? Doesn't seem like something he'd want to do.
Why not have Nora?
He doesn't want to get the word out. No. He doesn't want to attack the Strigoi. He just wants to sit around and look at his hair.
No, he wants to hug his son, Zach.
Who wouldn't? Zach is a good kid.
Okay, so what did you guys...
He's no Chloe O'Malley. No.
And so is this a good plan? What do you think will even happen? If you saw this on the TV and you didn't and you hadn't seen a Strigoi yet, would you believe it?
I mean, there is a bit of... It feels like there's a limited impact for this plan because... Okay,
it's like
at this point,
if
I love New York City, but if I had been living in New York City and for over a week... Dressed up as the Insane Clown Posse had been running around shooting giant mouthworms out and sucking the blood of other people. I don't know how much TV I'd be watching at
this
point.
But what about this infomercial about the steak? How to grill the steak?
But also, I think you'd be like, no duh. Also, I think some people who live outside of New York, just assume that that's like the normal state of New York.
That is
true. You go see a show, you see the Statue of Liberty.
That's how the Ramones got started.
Get a Strigoi attack.
You get Strigoi.
Yeah.
Everyone knows the Strigoi.
All right, now I think this was all of our favorite
parts. Thanks, Bloomberg.
This was all of our favorite parts of the episode. And that's where we got a little kind of more interaction between Fett and sexy female hacker.
It all was going great until instead of the sexy banter, we got more stupid backstory.
Well,
what about
okay,
her father?
Wait, time
her
out.
Father, come on.
Time
boring
out.
Strigoium.
I think, but a lot of people, not only...
It's a long story.
Not only did Vasali Fett turn down an opportunity to be an architect,
yeah.
he also, yeah. before he moved over to this country, he had a call-in talk show that was called Let's Talk About Love with Fett.
Yeah, that's a good
show.
So
we're going to have a reenactment.
Okay, you ready?
Okay,
all right. Well, who's going to be who here?
I'll be the telephone. Ring, ring! Ring, Russian telephone, ring, ring, ring.
My father worked for the New York Telephone Company, and he died when I was 12 or something, I can't remember.
Yes,
ring,
but,
ring.
Yes,
he fell for a British woman, and he brought me to Britain. That's where I became known as Dutch.
This story would be far more interesting if you were wearing less clothes.
Listen, I loved my dad.
Okay, new caller.
Ring, 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 ring.
Hey! What's going on? I'm trying to reach... Who would believe me? My wife caught me screwing my coworker, and now I can't meet up with my buddy, Zach, my son.
Congratulations, you are number 3 caller. You'll get Journey album and tickets to go see Goat Show.
Oh, good. I hope the goats have milk, because I'm a recovering alcoholic.
Ring, ring.
Let's get our next caller. Oh, no more callers.
All right. So,
that was a brilliant idea.
But by doing that, we've totally
high five, guys. Wait, time out.
By doing that, we've totally skipped over. We've totally skipped over Dutch's story.
Amazing.
All right, but Fett's like, "Why did you come back?" And she's like,
Oh, no, we haven't. She's just about to start this whole thing.
No, no, no.
Story.
He's like, wait, no, she's like, guess what? I left a favorite pair of boots here.
He's like, yes, I thought I was ready to knock those off.
Right, he is. So,
Oh, I get it.
What?
I get it.
Okay. So when are these...
Hey, let me do it. That was the greatest... What?
All right, so... Fett, you know, he wants this, you know... He's pretty good with New York accents, but he can't...
That is a horrible joke.
Right.
That's a horrible joke. But you know what? He gets away with it because he's got a smile. And
he's the only human left.
Yeah, he's the only guy with real hair.
Right. Hey, now. What are you saying here? Abraham has real hair. You say Dutch doesn't want to...
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right. So F, back downstairs, not up on the roof. F is... doing a lot of thought process on his speech.
Mm-hmm.
And Nora is like, I'll sleep with you, Mom, not with evil F.
Yeah,
and
I
F
can't
doesn't
say,
well, even care.
Okay, well, time
he
out.
He didn't give her a look. He's just right. Like, what? What
in
happened?
Nora,
wait, time out, time
in
out.
Nora's defense,
yeah.
Abe doesn't have any rugs.
Well, he's wearing a rug. Oh, wait, no, F is wearing
that's
a rug.
F.
Oh, so maybe she could just on his head?
All right, so there's obviously... There's a moment here where...
just a moment.
Where it looks like they're going to interrupt a great infomercial and F is going to give his speech. And so what did you guys think of his speech?
Well, first I thought this Satrakian coming back and saying, I'm ready to rock now, I apologize, was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Except it makes it seem like...
Yeah.
And this whole show kind of makes it seem like...
Yes.
Since F is the nominal... protagonist,
the big hero,
that we should be agreeing with him when
right.
We never agree with him. So Satrakian apologizing so profusely is not necessary because we understand where he came from. But the show makes it seem like he needs to apologize
he
because
did.
F is right,
F
and the rest
right.
of them are being crazy.
I'm glad you realized F was right. So, but this speech here made me think Satrakian was going to get killed. This is like a I'm about
you're
to
right.
die speech.
You're
where
right.
Like I'm sorry. I took 40 years off when I moved to America.
How about he prepared?
He did. You know what? He did. That's what Fett said. Fett said, hey, we've seen your basement. We knew that you were still, you know,
and he's like, yeah, but it sort of became for... it. I think what Satrakian says, it used to be my vocation, but now it's my avocation. It's more of a hobby now.
It's more like an antication.
I have no idea what that means.
All right. So let's go to it. So here is F's
okay.
message.
It's like
so
an
we
unvocation.
It's an anti-vocation.
Anti-vocation.
Okay.
All right, so here's F's message to the word.
All right.
You ready to read this, everybody? Let's read this out loud so we can experience what he's saying. Oh, God. Oh, my God, F, it's working. That's Nora's contribution.
Oh,
she's in the
she's
CDC.
She's great.
My name is...
My F. name is Dr. Edward Weifer. This is not a test. I'm an epidemiologist for the Centers for Disease Control.
Let's
I'm here
go,
to warn
Yankees!
You of an urgent danger. There's disease spreading through New York City and possibly beyond. The plague is responsible for the mysterious disappearances you've been seeing. These photographs show an autopsy I performed on one of the victims. Show pictures. This strain, this virus changes this host body through a violent, corruptive metamorphosis. You can see a bizarre growth emanating from the throat, forming a kind of, should I say it, stinger, through which a worm parasite passes from the carrier. Stop rushing me to the victim. In fact... Your loved ones, once they are turned, once they are infected, will come after you. You have to believe me, even though I'm not confident.
Cut,
something
cut, cut.
Oh, shit, I was getting to the good part.
I don't know about you guys, but I would totally buy that,
that
steak
yeah,
cooker thing. That looked amazing.
And so it wasn't bad enough they got cut off, but glass smash and guess who's back after taking so many episodes off? Bolivar!
I have been saying this for 3 episodes, when everyone says, go back to Satrakian, it's safe. Why is it safe? He's the number one guy on iCourse's hit list. This is the least safe place in the city.
Now,
well,
Bolivar, okay. Bolivar uses his tongue worm to get Nora's mom. But then when Fett charges him, he doesn't do anything with his tongue.
Fett is on the he's on the mailing list.
Okay.
He's in the fan club. He's been to every show. I mean, Bolivar is not going to take him down right
and
away.
And Bolivar is still wearing his wig. This is great. There's still a bit of him in there. So he lost all his hair.
Is he wearing a wig anywhere else?
And I-Corps shows up with what I like to call the Vamsters. They're like the mobsters.
Right. Yeah.
They're kind of like the white man group.
And this is who Abraham wants to kill. Abraham wants to kill these people, and yet he's running the...
Okay, time out. Abraham wants to kill these guys, but he's also, over 40 years, built up a heck of an inventory in the pawn shop. He's not going to just destroy it all just to kill poor man's Christoph Waltz.
I wish he has.
Come on, guys.
It's so insane. Whenever something really cool can happen,
they just do the wrong thing. Oh, come on. Now, listen.
We don't know they did that yet.
So, they go down to the...
I finished watching it. I do know what
they
happened.
Go down to the fortified basement, and they have all those weapons down there.
It's a good place to escape from.
It's a good place to kill poor man's Christoph Waltz. And so, I don't know why he didn't build the door out of silver to really teach these Strigoi a thing. And our boy, poor man's Christoph Waltz, is just talking trash. I'm coming to get you. Oh, that was my Fett voice, sorry.
Yeah.
And so Nora...
They set up a cot for Nora.
I think Nora's mom is going to make a comeback, guys. I really do. I think she's going to be the first person who ever overcame a direct... stinger.
Right.
And beheading. We did not see the beheading.
Yeah, we didn't see the beheading. Oh, was there a beheading? Could still be alive.
Yeah, we didn't see it, guys. Didn't see it. Didn't happen.
We heard the beheading noise.
Who's to say she even has any worms in her? Remember that poor man's Christoph Waltz keeps a live human in his basement so he can have fresh blood all the time. He doesn't worm that guy.
That's true.
Who's to say Bolivar actually stuck a worm into Nora's mom? And that sounds so dirty.
The real question is, why Bolivar?
I'm just going to think about that
Bolivar?
For a minute.
Why are we bringing Bolivar back? Who gives a rat's ass?
Well, I think he's on the cool team. You know, the master let him be one of the quote unquote survivors of the plane crash.
Right.
You know, so that's pretty cool. And so here's your favorite moment.
F's like, let me at her. Don't worry, Nora. I'll take care of this. It's been a long time coming.
I think that's just
He wanted to spare a daughter from having to behead her mother. Seems like a nice thing.
He was tired of her talking about the Yankees all the time.
Duke Snyder!
So, what do you think about Nora here? Is this show strength, love, that she's the one to do it? What do you guys think? Isn't that a great moment, an emotional moment?
I think we've seen... already so much emotion from Nora. It seems like she's always... her face is always...
She's a fan.
There's nothing wrong with Nora's face. What I don't understand. What are you saying?
She's always anguished.
I'm just saying, she's always anguished on this show. Or moping, or whining. Like,
she seems
kind of a Debbie Downer the whole time.
Most beautiful epidemiologists... are often depressed.
She is clearly a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
But, oh my God, get her on some antidepressants, for God's sakes.
Well,
how about a smile every once in a while? Would it kill you?
No, it would kill her mother.
When you're chopping off your mom's head.
Yeah, but what about when you're getting rug burns? Not even then.
Now listen, Abraham understands. He's like, hey, he was there because he had to do something similar. Don't you think? That was great. And so they sneak off. And I have to be honest, I gave this episode a real great rating because
and
it was
I
so
still
much
do
action.
Not know why.
But why did he leave? Why didn't he go kill poor man's Christoph Waltz? I want him to kill him. I want it's time for blood.
There's no good reason for it.
Alright, so
there is no good reason for him
to run
at that point.
I just don't think you can relate to what it's like to live in a Strigoi filled world.
All right, everybody.
Catfish.
Yeah, amen. So we are going to...
We do live in L.A. It's kind of the same thing.
Touche.
I've got an agent.
All right, guys. So now we're going to get to a bit of spoilers and look at the preview for next week's episode. You ready?
What?
Let's look at the preview for next week's episode. If you are a listener who doesn't like to have any spoilers or watch the next on the stream, You might want to skip to the end of the podcast, but we're going to break it down because there's only one episode left. Let's see if we can in this season, and let's see if
have we figured out, have they been getting good ratings?
I think is this coming back? It's got to end before Walking Dead, but I think it's coming back because, you know, Walking Dead, you know, it gets killer ratings.
Oh yeah,
get it. All right, so the first scene is we see Zach in the trailer. Then the next thing is we see, look where they are. We see Satrakian, and can you guys recognize where they are?
Is that Matt from Sears' work?
This is the work of Matt from Sears redecorating F's apartment. And we know who would come home.
Oh.
Kelly's going to come home.
You know who also might be coming home? A lot of people don't give credit to to our amazing postal workers. Right. And it's certainly possible. I think there's a lot of love that happens between a mailman and a mailbox, and it's certainly possible that Kelly
There's a lot of love between a mailman and a mailbox. It sounds dirty.
Explicit.
Absolutely. And Matt from Sears, their mailman might be coming back.
Might be coming back.
It's a possibility, guys.
That's a great point.
I'm just floating it. I'm just floating it up there, guys.
All right. The next thing we see in the trailer is we see a whip pan, and this looks like the bar where you-know-who was going to do his concert, Bolivar.
And I see, is that Kelly?
Oh, that is Kelly, and is that looks like it's Kelly.
Kelly by a drum set there?
Yeah.
Is that okay, Kelly? So it looks like Kelly is a bit of a groupie.
Oh, yeah,
because
it looks like they're at Bolivar.
And then F is going to shoot Kelly.
F's going to shoot somebody, that's for sure. Right. Shooting your ex-wife.
Everybody he should shoot that wig.
And then there's a monster, a Stegoy, at the house. Boy, they just keep showing the house. Is that it? Oh, wait, then who is that? It's Mr. Palmer. Is that his name? I get so confused.
Yeah, Mr. Palmer talking to
I-Course, and he's like, hey, I'm feeling better, but I'm not immortal.
How does he know he's not immortal?
And look where they are. Are they in Satrakian's basement? Where are they having this conversation?
Why not?
Sure.
Yeah,
well, as has been repeatedly said, it's the safest place in the city.
Oh, and here's Gus. Gus is surrounded by the...
Gus has been brought to
this is gonna
Stegoy
be good.
Team 6 headquarters. This is
Uh-oh,
exciting.
Looks like I lost that bet.
Kaboom.
And Bolivar is... No, Bolivar's still chasing Nora there. That might have been Nora.
Oh, and look, it's the mat. Oh, no, it's not
no,
the
no,
master.
No, that's Bolivar. Bolivar, whose tongue has been... is huge. It's long. Oh,
it looks like it's shorter now.
Did Bolivar just get
killed? Okay, spoiler
alert.
Okay, now it looks like
Fett. Is there a new box?
Fett and F are they kissing?
I hope so. Between them.
They're looking at the new box.
There's a new box. Better than the old box.
All right, fair enough. Wonder who's going in it.
And there's... and look who's right behind Abraham.
Well, I think
the
they're...
Master.
The Master. Well, he's right behind him at a Denny's. He's in line.
Oh, they've got some Stegoy getting out in the sunlight and getting fried. That is definitely... What this is... they're on a roof. Oh, Mr. Palmer is looking at the heart. This is crazy, all these spoilers we're seeing. All right, so any predictions for the very last episode? Let's go to Catfish first. We're wrapping up the show. Catfish, what's your prediction?
I predict that the next episode will only be slightly less disappointing than this one.
Ah, good grief, Catfish. You are a tough critic. Mork, one episode left in the season. What's your thoughts?
My prediction is that just when it looks like Abe is going to go down, Chloe O'Malley comes back to save him.
That would be awesome.
How about you?
Okay, I'm trying to solve this. I think... I've always said that the Master doesn't want Mr. Palmer being around saying, oh, who helped you? Who helped you? And so I think we might see the end of Satrakian, but I think we also might see the end of Mr. Palmer. It's time to get rid of the old generation and get on with the new generation. What do you guys think?
You mean the new whiners and mopers who don't know how to take care of business except for Fett?
You've heard of them. That's good. Okay. All right. So if you want to reach us, we've gone extra long because we wanted to stay within 30 minutes. So if you want to reach us on Twitter, let's go to Catfish first. Catfish, how can people contact you on Twitter and tell you your tough review was wrong?
At CJGman67, that's where you can reach me. Mork, you can reach at Nora's mom.
No. Mork can be reached on Twitter at Michael Jordan.
That'd be great if that was true. And you can reach me, Bubba. I'm at Fit and Trim. That's FitenTrim, Fit and Trim on Twitter. Please, this week, what we've said is that if we can get 3 more iTunes review and get 3 more members of Strigoi Team 7, people, this week, before the last episode, Mork is going to either join Twitter or actually subscribe to this podcast. One or the other.
Let's not get cocky.
I'm not making you do both, but if I can get 3 new reviews, people, on iTunes, that would help us out. Oh, and I should ask this as a hashtag for the end. So the United States is the country which gives us the most downloads of this podcast. If you guys can guess number 2 and number 3, I'll create some prize for people who give us iTunes reviews and give you guys both $5. Let's hear it. What's number 2? What's the second country?
Oh, we're guessing.
Let's hear it.
I'm going to say England, number 2.
And Mork, your guess?
Do I have to guess number 2 and number 3, or is he guessing number 2?
No, you both guess number 2.
Papua New Guinea.
I'm going to go England, Australia.
So your number 3 is Australia. Mork, what are your 2 guesses?
Papua New Guinea and North Korea.
Close. Catfish got number 2. Our friends in the UK, we need some reviews in the UK store.
Now, are they in the UK or in Scotland?
Either way.
Okay.
It doesn't matter now. Is this show even being shown in Australia?
I guess that's the third country which gives us the most downloads so far, Saudi Arabia.
Pop, pop, pop!
So we need some Saudi Arabian iTunes reviews. Hey, everybody, hashtag out RIP Nora's mom. And we'll hear you next time on
Got Your Milk!